Restoring My Soul, Tuesday the 6th of January, Stammering Lips and Other Tongues. The Gospel of God is proclaimed precept upon precept and line upon line by those who are filled with the Spirit. They speak with stammering lips in the weakness of their fellowship in Christ's travail and with other tongues. This word has a polarizing effect upon every hearer. Isaiah proclaimed concerning those who would not hear, "The word of the Lord was to them precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little, there a little, that they might go and fall backward and be broken and snared and caught." The ministry of rest and refreshing by the Spirit through the proclamation of the Gospel of God from the Bride City was first manifest on the day of Pentecost. On this day, 120 disciples were gathered with one accord in one place. Suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing wind, and flames of fire rested upon them. They were filled with the Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Although uneducated and unable to comprehend the content of their own speech, the 120 disciples spoke of the wonderful works of God in the diversity of tongues belonging to every nation under heaven. Marking the polarizing effect of this ministry, some of those who heard the gospel spoken in their native tongue asked, "Whatever could this mean?" This marked their willingness to entreat and receive those who were speaking to them. Others, however, were laughing and joking and ridiculing them, saying, "They are full of sweet wine and are drunk." We know that Peter, with the 11 apostles, then stood and declared the message of the cross to this multitude. Those with an ear to hear Peter's message were cut to the heart. They responded to the conviction of the Spirit with repentance and faith, and about 3,000 souls were established as disciples and fellow citizens of the heavenly city, the New Jerusalem. They were entering rest. The references used in today's devotions are Isaiah chapter 28, verses 11 to 13, Acts chapter 2, verses 1 to 4, Acts chapter 2, verses 5 to 11, Acts chapter 2, verses 12 and 13, and Acts chapter 2, verses 37 to 41. For further study, Acts chapter 2.